Raising tensions, Vladimir Putin is keeping everyone guessing. NATO's deputy military commander warning Moscow to tread carefully.
Russia might believe that the large-scale conventional forces that she's shown she can generate at very short notice could in future be used not only for intimidation and coercion, but potentially to seize NATO territory.
Cold War Soviet military technique. Escalate tensions to the point no one is sure what Putin is now up to next.
NATO does not seek confrontation with Russia, but Russia must respect its neighbors and their borders.
Backfire bombers that can carry nuclear and conventional weapons are being sent to Crimea, according to the Russian news agency TASS. Short-range ballistic missiles are being sent to Kaliningrad, next to the Baltic nations of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, which are in NATO.
And that's going to be something that I think NATO is going to keep a very close eye on, both with regards to the delivery platforms and also looking for any signs are the nuclear weapons that might accompany those systems also deployed.
In the Arctic, Putin has ordered troops to combat alert. Russia's northern fleet exercising nearly 40,000 troops, 50 warships, and more than 100 aircraft. NATO directed its forces months ago to be able to move within days against Russia if ordered. In the Black Sea, the U.S. continuing with its exercises, attempting to reassure NATO nations on Russia's borders that the alliance will defend them. Military intelligence analysts don't foresee a Cold War type of confrontation, tank battles, dogfights in the sky. The biggest risk, they say, is the Baltics, that Putin may try to covertly stir up trouble and control territory there as he did in Crimea.
I understand they're more nervous now than they were 2 years ago.